Well, everyone lean in because we're going to continue this discussion that's made headlines throughout this entire week. This is having to do with our parks and rec as well between York County and the city of Rock Hill. We've brought here on the show Rick Lee, who is a former York County Council member. And Rick, you serve from about 2000 to 2008.
Correct.
And during that time, you were part of the Recreation
Coalition.
And explain
well, that the Recreation Coalition is at the cities. I was on the county council, so I wasn't part of the coalition.
But explain what the Recreation Coalition is all about. Why did it get formed and what was its mission?
Well, the county residents, and I was on the county council, the county residents wanted to pay the same amount that city residents were paying to use city recreational facilities. And the only way that we could think to do that was for the county to contribute some money to the coffers of the cities to help offset their expenses that they incurred when county residents were using city facilities. I would point out that in York County, some of the facilities are 70% county residents using them, not city residents. In Rock Hill, it's probably about a 50% number. About half the people use the recreational facilities. So my good friend Kerwood Chapel and others led the effort to come up with a solution to that, and the solution we came up with was for this Recreation Coalition to help the county, which was all the cities in that Recreation Coalition, and identify a way to divide some money to take care of this problem and allow the county residents to have unfettered access just as a city resident would have. So it was formed. The county agreed to contribute what was probably about $1.2 million at that time that would go into each of the cities and help offset these costs, and everybody was happy. And it's gone along for 17 years in that manner without a serious dislocation. Sometimes there's arguments about who gets how much, but it wasn't a fundamental problem with the program. And so now the county has decided, just out of the clear blue, that they're going to eliminate a very successful program and replace it with something else.
So break down what they are proposing for us.
What they're proposing is that the contributions they had made in the past to the cities would go away. Previously, the county had been taxing the unincorporated residents 1.5 mils on their property values and taking that money, and that was what they used to help the cities with their recreation programs. They're eliminating that tax. So the county residents at first blush would think, well, we got a tax reduction. But in fact, the council is going to impose a 1 mil tax across all residents in York County, including the city residents, to pay for county recreation and contribute nothing to the cities in the way of a cash payment to help offset the cost that the cities were incurring. They've offered, as I understand it, as yet undefined program wherein $75 stipend would be available to children who participate in children's organized sports with the cities. Now, that's also undefined. I don't know whether or not they've thought about the fact that a lot of adults and seniors and special needs folks also participate in city recreation activities, but there's no mention of any payment to the cities for that. So as a city resident, and that's why I got involved in this thing, as a city resident, I'm going to have a tax increase by the county. I'm going to have the cities will be in a position where they've got to come up with some more money, so I don't know how they're going to do it if they don't increase the taxes. And there's disorder now in how this system operates. So it's not my favorite initiative that they're running. When we negotiated this deal with the cities, it was the best deal the county has ever gotten because the true cost for recreation in Rock Hill is about $10 million. And so the county was only paying under the negotiated deal we had about $1.2 million for all the cities in York County, when in fact 50% of the people using the facilities were county residents. Mm. So really, you know, you do the math, they should have been paying $5 million. But we negotiated this, and everybody was happy with it, and away it went. So,
Rick, for the last 17 years, county residents, city residents have been able to move freely around.
Correct.
And go to parks they want to and participate in various sports. But with this proposal, which again, well, I think we'll have its second reading of this ordinance coming up on Monday, this would change where if you're a city resident, which you and I both are, right? So we would be, we're already taxed by our city for the parks and recreation. And because now we live in the county, we will be looking at another proposed tax.
The county will be getting a tax increase from the county for recreation. And those dollars that they collect from us for recreation will not go into the cities. It will go almost exclusively, as I understand it, into the county's new park system that they've decided to build. So it's not a pretty picture from that perspective.
I know you mentioned briefly, why did you get involved? Why are you against this? Help folks understand.
Well, I don't know why you would fix something that works. So we've had a program, as I said, Kerwood and Steve McNeely and myself and others negotiated this in good faith with the cities. We've proven that it's a successful program. It's going to be, it's being cavalierly thrown away. And the result is that I, as a city resident, am going to have a tax increase and other cost increases that may occur without justification. The county chose to get into the recreation business. They should have asked the cities how expensive they were, because they got into this thing and they're finding, oops, we need more money than we thought we needed, so we're going to go squeeze the ball one time and see what pops out. And so that's where we are.
Playing devil's advocate a little bit, what's to the point where the county said, hey, we're just trying to level the playing field for everyone?
Well, the county's not going to have a program-related recreational activities. They're going to have green space with equipment, and that's the sum total of what they've planned. There was a referendum years ago on recreation in this county. It was turned down. But they've decided to get into the recreation. I don't know why they're not using a special tax district like they used over in Lake Wylie, where the folks said, we want recreation and we're going to pay for it. And honestly, I don't know whether any city resident will see a lot of benefit from these parks. Who's to say? But here in Rock Hill, we have a very comprehensive program, and we're quite proud of it. And anything that affects it negatively, I don't support.
And if this does pass, you know, we'll have to sit down with city officials from each of the municipalities to see how it's going to shake out and what you essentially, because they are going to have to make up that money, and there's going to be things that we might have to do that we don't have to do today.
Well, I'm sure it's going to pass. I was watching the county council at the public hearing the other night, and a number of them were irritated that people were speaking so frequently in opposition to this. And many of them are hard over on this matter, and there's no flexibility. So, you know, it's the old saying, you got to count to four. If you get to four, you win. And I think that's probably what we're going to see with this.
Rick, I know you're not on county council anymore, but you're involved in various boards and commissions. How would this work? So if I'm listening to this conversation, if I've got a kid that either plays a sport in a city, and or if I've got family visiting us and I wanted to take them to a park, am I going to have to start paying more when I get to the park? Am I going to have to start showing an ID? How does all,
well, that's what I'm saying,
the
that's,
mechanics of this, how does that
I don't
work
know
for them?
You'll have to ask the city.
Yeah, I have no idea. It is a logistics challenge to figure out how to do this, so there's a lot to be learned.
Again, you served for many years on York County Council. Rick Lee did from about 2000 to 2008. Some would say the county has a healthy surplus, so could they, is that an option to be able to take some money from there?
Well, the county, as I understand it, currently has about $40 million in a cash fund. It's a contingency sort of fund, which seems to me excessive for our organization, our county here. $40 million is a lot of taxpayer dollars to sit in an account and not generate benefit directly for the taxpayers. Could they do that? The costs I think they're trying to deal with are recurring costs. So if you took money out of this fund, it's not recurring money. It would need to be used for capital projects. So I don't know what their plans are with regards to that. This whole problem arose just seemingly out of nowhere, and I've had very little time, and as have most people, to actually look at it and try to get into the details of it.
Well, we will continue to follow this conversation right here on Palmetto Mornings on CN2. Again, the second reading of this ordinance dealing with the county and the municipalities and the Parks and Rec conversation will continue as the second reading of that ordinance is happening on Monday. So we'll stay on top of it. Rick, thanks so much for your insight and some of the history of this. And I guess what people should be doing, Rick, is probably reaching out to their county council member and communicating to them what they feel and how they want their county council member to vote.
I would say that that'd be appropriate. I don't know how receptive any of them will be. There are a couple of members who are opposed to this, but at the last count, I think there were five who were supporting this move into a totally new approach to recreation.
Rick Lee, thank you again very much, sir.